Welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, one dime at a time, and $1 at a time. So no matter where you are, I am right there with you so that we can get on this path. Today, I have a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. I think it's something that we as a community of human beings in general, need to take care of. I have a firm belief that everybody is out here trying to make it, trying to get to the next level, doing what they can. But I believe that there are two groups of people that we should take care of, period, who should not have to worry about anything. And that is children and the elderly. And so today, my message comes from Psalm 71 and 9, which says, "Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone." And I'd have to ask us right now to ask ourselves, have we forsaken the elderly? Have we provided them with adequate health care? Have we provided them with adequate housing? Have we provided them with adequate medical care and equipment and supplies and the things that are needed to sustain any kind of sense of peace and joy at this level in a lifetime? And I know that there are people out there who think that people should do what they have to do so that they can get to an age where they can reap those benefits. But the truth is, we all make mistakes. The truth is, we have all suffered, or many of us have suffered from either a lack of knowledge or a lack of fortitude when it comes to our finances. And so we end up where we are. So today I want to dispel a huge myth. As a matter of fact, it had me so fired up that one day I saw one of the world's most popular financial advisors and celebrity financial experts. I literally saw this person on television, on national TV, giving false, inaccurate information. So today I am going to talk about options for the elderly and the truth about reverse mortgages. So I was watching this program because I admire other people who are moving forward and staying on this mission. And I believe in many of the principles of financial peace, of debt freedom, and many of the principles that I see out there. But when I see someone giving completely inaccurate information, it literally burns me up. And I understand that the information that's given is not always intentionally malicious. It comes from a lack of knowledge. And that's why our job is to get the real facts. So let me just talk about the scenario. Why would one even consider a reverse mortgage? I know that there are many professionals out there who say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Well, let me ask you some questions. Do you understand what it is like to be an elderly person and having to struggle and think every month about whether you're going to pay for your medication or pay for a roof over your head? Do you know what that's like? If you do know what it's like and you are not elderly, are you helping someone who's in that situation? And what I mean by helping, I'm not talking about calling and saying hello. I'm not talking about coming by with cakes and brownies and cookies. Cakes and brownies and cookies don't pay bills. I'm not talking about coming over for prayer. That's not what I'm talking about either. Although prayer is important, what I'm talking about is every single day, 365 days of the year, year after year after year, we have millions of elderly people who are worried about their bills, about their housing, how they're going to eat, how they're going to maintain a roof over their heads. What's unfortunate is many of these elderly have grown children that they're still taking care of. Or even worse, they have grown children who won't help take care of them. Now, if they can't because they don't have the means, then that, I understand, I get it. So I'm gonna say this to everyone. If you don't know the circumstance, then before you open your mouth, get the facts. If you do not have money to pour into the household of the elderly person who is actually saying, I need help, if you don't have any money, then I think you should keep your mouth closed until you understand what the truth is about a reverse mortgage. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to put myself in the situation. If I was over the age, the eligibility age to obtain a reverse mortgage, and I was living on a very limited income, and I happened to own a home in which I had a lot of equity, I've lived my life, I've worked my job, maybe my spouse has passed on, my children have moved out, and every single day I've got to worry about how I'm going to pay for my light bill, my gas bill, my telephone bill, how I'm going to pay the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance, and how I'm going to buy my diabetes medication, and how I'm going to get to my doctor appointments, and how I'm going to figure out how to at least enjoy life with some kind of recreation. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't think very long. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't worry very long. I would explore my options. So let me tell you the truth about a reverse mortgage. The truth is, the reverse mortgage is a program that is monitored by the federal government. It is not an abusive, malicious, predatory product. It is not. It is not something that somebody conjured up in the back of their office and said, let's go out and take people's homes. The truth about reverse mortgages is it's monitored by the federal government. And before you can even execute a reverse mortgage, you have to get counseling. That's right. You have to go through a process. They have to communicate with you. They have to tell you your options. They have to explain to you how it works. So let me just start off by saying this. A regular mortgage works this way. You pay the mortgage company every month and your balance due goes down. You pay the mortgage every single month and the balance that you owe the mortgage company will go down. Eventually, in 10, 15, 20, or 30 years, you will pay the mortgage off. A reverse mortgage is the exact opposite. Instead of you paying the mortgage company will pay you. The mortgage company will send you a monthly check or a lump sum. And every single month, instead of your balance going down, your balance will increase. So if you get $50,000 this year, then your balance will increase by $50,000 plus whatever interest rate you have been assigned or you've agreed to when you signed up for your reverse mortgage. So that's how it works. But let me tell you the other thing that's the truth. The truth is they don't want your house. They don't want your house. There are ways for you to not only get a reverse mortgage so that you can pay your bills, have some peace of mind, but also keep your home. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. Follow me at Lynn Richardson on all social media or at Lynn Millionaire. Right now, we are going to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We're creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, and $1 at a time. And we cannot be millionaires if our elderly are in the hole. We cannot be millionaires if our elderly are not taken care of. We cannot be millionaires. We can't get to the next level if we don't take care of our own. One of my favorite scriptures is Ephesians 3:20, which says, I will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in working you. But the other part of that chapter, it talks about taking care of your own family. We've got to take care of our own families. And if we don't take care of our own families, then what we do in the world, what we do in ministry, really is a futile effort in comparison to what we can do with our own family. So I'm going to ask you, if you know an elderly person, if you are a relative of an elderly person, and you know they are struggling, I need you to reach out. I need you to ask questions. Now, I know you're going to face a whole lot of pride because if they're anything like my grandma B, they don't want to ask for help. As a matter of fact, sometimes they would suffer over asking for help. And it's only after the bottom has completely fallen out is when they will come and ask for help. My grandmother's 97 years old. She needs help doing everything. Whenever I go to her place, she tries to pretend like she don't need any help. She hasn't eaten all day. I'll say, Grandma, what do you want to eat? Oh, nothing. I don't want to bother anybody. Come on now. So I need you to understand that the people who came before us, who paved the pathway so that it could at least be somewhat easier for us, if it wasn't easier, at least it was paved so we could see how difficult it was going to be. They need our help and we need to communicate. And if you are an elderly person over the age of 62 and you are struggling and you are a homeowner, then you at least need to explore your options. We're talking about the truth about reverse mortgages and options for the elderly. Now, I'm not only going to talk about, not just going to talk about reverse mortgages, I'm going to talk about some other options as well. But if you want to stay in the place that you have, in the home that you purchased or built, and you've got family memories and you want a little bit of financial relief, then this could be an option for you. Let me tell you the other thing about a reverse mortgage. Here's the truth. The truth is, like I said, they don't want your house. So when do you pay back the reverse mortgage? You do not pay the reverse mortgage back. Even if the balance that you owe the lender exceeds the value of the home, even if the balance that you owe exceeds the value of the home, you do not pay the lender back until you pass. So here's how a reverse mortgage works again. They send you a check once a month or a lump sum, however you choose to receive your disbursement. And then the interest on the mortgage continues to accrue. So the balance goes up. They give you money, the balance goes up. You don't pay them back until you pass. And when you pass, that's when the mortgage becomes due and payable to the mortgage company. Now, this is what happens. You should have an estate plan. There should be something in your documentation, in your legal documents, that says who inherits the home when you pass on. Now, one of the biggest arguments that people will lodge against the reverse mortgage is, oh, they don't get to leave an inheritance to their children. And this is what I say to that. If the children who were waiting on the inheritance were not making it easier for you to live while you were alive, if you were struggling to pay your house note, your utilities, your expenses, and you were literally getting sick, couldn't sleep at night due to this, then I'm not concerned about your children's inheritance at this point. What I'm concerned about is your emotional and mental well-being. Because not only is financial disaster one of the leading causes of divorce, financial disaster is one of the leading causes of, I would say, anything related to anxiety, related to depression. All of these ailments begin to affect you when you are not in a financially secure place. So I'm going to vote for financial security first while you're alive, and then we're going to figure out how to compensate and or transfer your inheritance or transfer the inheritance to your heirs when you pass on. Now, I've got a solution for that. This is what I highly recommend. I recommend that if you obtain a reverse mortgage, that you also do this. Get a mortgage life credit insurance policy. Get a mortgage life credit insurance policy. That is an insurance policy that will pay off the outstanding mortgage balance when you pass on. If you get this Mortgage Life Credit Insurance policy, particularly when you are in good health, so if you are over 62, don't wait until you're 92 to get your reverse mortgage because you're trying to hold on, you're going through all your savings, you're going through all of your 401k and pension, and then finally when the bottom falls out, now you want to go, but now your health has been compromised. Try to get your reverse mortgage when you are in the best possible health condition. So your Mortgage Life Credit Insurance policy, the premium that gets paid every month, guess what? You're getting a check from the mortgage company. So the check from the mortgage company can cover your expenses and the things that you need to take care of. It can also cover the premium on that credit life insurance policy. And now when you pass on, the mortgage is paid off. The house is now available to your heirs, your children or whomever, your siblings, or if you're going to leave the home to a parent or whatever it is now able to be transferred to them free and clear of the mortgage. It would be great if you could also make sure the taxes were paid and any other liens against that property. So there is a way around it. Do not believe what they tell you. Anytime somebody says, well, Lynn, they said, I say, who is they? And where are they? And what are their names? Where are they? Stop listening to they. They probably do not have all the facts. And I'm not even going to tell you to listen to me. I'm going to tell you to research the facts on your own. So if you want more information and a step-by-step approach to obtaining the reverse mortgage, feel free to contact my office. Go to my website at lynnrichardson.com and contact me. Or call my office at 888-596-6123, 888-LYN123. Leave a mobile number. Do not leave a landline on my phone, okay? Because we call you back and you don't pick it up. We need to be able to not only call you back, but leave you a text message if you do not pick up so we can help you. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is time for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, and that means you. We are talking about options for the elderly and the truth about reverse mortgages. Number one, they do not want to take your house. Number two, it is not some scam. It is actually regulated by the federal government. You have to go through counseling, and there are ways to keep your home after you pass on when the reverse mortgage becomes due. If you are having trouble paying your bills and buying your medication and sustaining a decent quality of life, then I highly recommend that you look at this as one of your options. Once again, if one of your concerns is being able to leave your home to your children so that you can pass on a legacy to your family, then I highly recommend that when you get the reverse mortgage, that you also get a mortgage credit life insurance policy. Or I highly recommend this. I recommend that everyone take out a life insurance policy specifically for the amount of the value of their piece of property at the youngest age possible. Let me give you an example. Right now, I am in my 40s. I keep telling everybody I'm 45. That's the age that I'm sticking to until I decide to stick to another age. Don't judge me. This is just where I am. Okay. So I'm in my 40s. I'm in excellent health. I have enough life insurance to cover my children, my spouse, my parents, my grandmother, my husband's grandmother. In the event that I do not live longer than them, then there is enough money to take care of people when I pass on. What I also highly recommend is that there are specific policies for specific reasons. I have specific policies in case something happens to me that cover the business so the business can continue. I have specific policies to donate to the foundation because I love Hip Hop Sisters Foundation and I love supporting education and economic empowerment. So when I pass on, there will be a private fund available for people to apply for scholarships and so on. I would also, when I purchase my next piece of real estate, I will have a life insurance policy set aside simply for the value of the home. So later on in life, when I am 70 or 80 or 90 years old and this policy is paid in full, if I decide to get a reverse mortgage later, there's already a policy in place that is specifically assigned to take care of the home or the mortgage or any outstanding expenses or liens for that piece of property. So this is all about planning. I say all the time, there's a scripture that says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. And if you are an elderly person and your advisors are your children, I will tell you to run. Now, your children should be a part of your advisory team. However, they should not be your sole source of information, and they certainly should not be your sole source of information when it comes to making a decision and acting on that decision or that issue that you are facing. You need someone on your team. You need an estate planner. Lynn's List member, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, is absolutely fantastic. Lynn's List member, Serena Williams, Attorney Serena Williams, is absolutely fantastic. They will give you advice, a minimal amount of advice, even prior to you securing them for services. They will lead you in the right direction. But I highly recommend that you get your own attorney to protect you from everybody, including your children, including me, including other people who are giving you advice. Speak to an attorney who is knowledgeable about wealth matters so that they can properly guide you, review your paperwork, and ensure that you are protected. The other person who you need on your team is a financial coach. A financial coach is going to provide you with an overall view of all of the different areas in your financial scenario. So whether it be your estate, whether it be your credit, if it's real estate and home ownership, if it's your taxes, if it's insurance, if it's retirement planning, a financial coach. I am a financial coach, and I've been licensed in every single area of finances, except I am not a CPA. I've never been licensed or trained to be a CPA. However, I have studied for over 11 years, Sandy Bakken, the former IRS attorney who left the IRS. He used to train all the other attorneys and the auditors on the code and how to go out and audit people and get money and, you know, get people in trouble, basically. He left the IRS many, many years ago. And now all he does is teach people like you and I how to properly document our expenses and our businesses, particularly our self-employed home-based business, so that we can get tax write-offs like $12,000 per child, like medical reimbursement plans when you cannot write off your contact lenses and glasses and your insulin or your prescriptions. If you can't write that stuff off, there's a way that you can do it when you hire your family member to work in your home-based business. So I learned all of that. And what I'm finding is I know more than many people who are actually out there doing taxes. People come to me and they say, nobody ever told me. So I've gotten the training. I am a financial coach and I'm available to you. You need a real estate professional. Monica Poland and Janaea Kennedy and Alicia Bowens, members of Lynn's List, are here to help you assess the value of your home, help you find a new property if the one that you're living in is no longer adequate or sufficient or in alignment with your financial goals. You need an insurance planner and a financial advisor. Tania Simmons with State Farm, who is a member of Lens List. Not only is she a member of Lens List, but she's a consummate professional. She owns two agencies, the first African-American female to do that in her city. She can service you across the country. And she's also a supporter of Hip Hop Sisters Foundation. So not only is she working, but she's giving back. So you need these people in your life, and you need people like them to help you make the decisions so that you don't end up in a quandary. Let's talk about some additional options for the elderly. If you are truly in a situation where you're struggling to pay your bills, pay for your medication, cover the overhead on your home, consider selling your home. I know you bought it. I know you built it from the ground up. I know you struggled to pay it off. I know you have 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, or 50 years of memories in this house. I know. But let me tell you, don't fall in love with the bricks. You can get some new bricks. You can fall in love with something else. The human emotion is something that we create, but we can also uncreate it. You can undo an emotional attachment and gain a new one. And let me tell you what I'm emotionally attached to. I'm emotionally attached to peace. I'm emotionally attached to harmony. I'm emotionally attached to easy. Not that life is easy, but if there is an easier way, then that's what I'm emotionally attached to. Sure, you get emotional about things that you don't want to give up. It's so funny because my youngest daughter is going to college. And when my middle child went off to college, I cried and I cried with my first child. We dropped her off for the first time at a program that she was attending, and I cried and I cried. And, you know, they say I was crying like some big major catastrophe had happened. Let me tell you, yes, because my babies are gone and I don't see them every day, and I'm thinking about all the ways that I protect them. But guess what? After they were gone, I was fine. I was fine after they were gone. I have separation anxiety. So when someone leaves, I tend to cry. If someone gets hurt, I will cry. I am just emotional that way. So you may be emotional that way as well about your home that you're living in. But don't get so emotional that you wear yourself down into a financial rut. There are other options. Consider selling your property. Consider moving into a smaller space. Consider buying a piece of property that will also give you income. Consider renovating your property. Take a single family home and convert it into a two unit. You can get the FHA 203k mortgage, no mortgage payment for 6 months. They'll do the whole rehab, and then you can move someone in and have some additional income coming in. There are many different ways for you to approach this, and you being stressed out is not one of them. Let me tell you, once again, if you walk not only in faith, but if you walk in action and knowledge towards the life that you want to live, then the life that you dream of and believe in will be presented to you. And dreaming isn't just for 20-year-olds. Dreaming isn't just for 30-year-olds. One of the things that I say most often to the people I encounter, especially those who are in their 40s and 50s and feel like they failed and they haven't achieved the financial status or the career or the family life that they want. Let me tell you something. It's not over. People are living until they're 90-something and 100 years old. So if you're in your 40s, that means you've got at least 40 years to do it again. But now do it with wisdom. The first 40 years, half of them, you were crazy. We were all crazy in our 20s. Nobody knows what they're doing in their 20s. We are all confused and trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out parenthood. We're trying to figure out our finances. Now, for those of us who actually did the right thing the first time and you made it and you were successful, God bless you. But the great majority of us, most of us made some mistakes. But we made that mistake. We made those mistakes in most cases without hindsight. We made those mistakes without knowledge. And even if somebody told us, well, we just had to learn for ourselves. We had to learn for ourselves. So it is your time to take your power back. You don't have to worry about money every single day. These are your golden years. This should be your second career. You should be doing something that you love. You should move into a career. Maybe you want to do some consulting work. But if you are worried about money, it's going to rob you of your dreams. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We're going to take a break for news and traffic. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time. And I really want to see you get to this place where your net worth, the difference between everything you own minus what you owe, is a positive number. It's a number that is approaching six figures, seven figures, eight figures, and beyond. So many people might say, if you get a reverse mortgage, if you sell your property, then you are no longer in a position to have equity. You are no longer in a position to have a positive net worth. Here's what I'm saying. First of all, with the reverse mortgage, this is not for everybody. This is for people who are struggling, who have no other options. And for people who say there are always other options, then show me the other options. Show them the other options. I've sat with dozens, hundreds, thousands, you know, of elderly people at one point or another during the span of my two-decade career. And I'm telling you, the opportunities are bleak. That's why I say plan for your retirement first. Your children's education is second. You must plan for your retirement first, because minimally your children can go to a community college where they can work and pay for it themselves, or they can get a scholarship if they work hard and get good grades, or they can get a scholarship if they do well in some sport. There are options. But when you get to retirement age and you have no money, there are no options. There are very few options. Social Security is going to take care of a minimum amount of your expenses, a minimal amount of your expenses. Social Security, for most people, won't do it alone. The other issue is many people don't have a pension. Many people did not work on a job for 30 or 40 or 50 years and retire to a regular pension. And even those who did retire to a regular pension, in many cases, the pension is not enough to cover the cost of living today. Moreover, the pension may not be enough, and usually will not be enough, to cover the cost of living 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, or 30 years from now. So you certainly need to be in a position to get an income for life by having a pension through your employer. And if you don't have an employer, or if you are an entrepreneur, or if you don't stay on any one job long enough to get a pension, then create your own pension. Get your own annuity. Fund it yourself. That's what I'm doing. But I'm talking to you about looking at the facts. Numbers don't lie. I had a conversation with a couple of my colleagues, and they were saying, oh my God, you know, I spend money and I don't even think about it. And I said, that's why you got to look at it. And I opened the spreadsheet. I opened my spreadsheet right there in front of her. I said, look at that. Numbers don't lie. And she cracked up laughing, because it's true. Numbers don't lie. So if you are emotionally strapped, if you are tired, if you're sick and tired of being tired, then I want you to consider something that can help you get to the next level. So one may be a reverse mortgage. Two, you may want to sell your property and buy something smaller. 3, you may decide to rent your property to someone else altogether. Rent it. You can rent the property. That way you can keep your equity, and perhaps you can rent the property for enough to cover your expenses. Maybe move in with a relative, move in with a sister, or move in with a sister and a sibling are the same thing. Move in with one of your children, or move in with a roommate. Consider moving in with a family member. Consider partnering up. Let me tell you something. We've got to do better in our community. We're the only people, we're the only group of people, and right now I'm talking about my community of African Americans, where we will live in 5 different apartments, drive 7 different cars, and nobody owns anything, whereas in other communities, everybody lives in the same house, and they save their money, and they pool their resources until they can save enough money to move one person out and buy that person a house, and then move the next person out and buy that next person a house, and so on. I've told my children, do not leave here and go to school, get a good education, get a good job, and go find your own place. No, come back home, stack your dollars, come back home, put your money in the bank, you know, take care of your expenses, do your own thing. I don't harass my children. They work in the business. I don't make them pay me money for light and gas and rent. They are able to express their independence and their level of responsibility in other ways. My point is, we are so much in a hurry and in a rush to push our children out. And then as elderly, we become so prideful and we become so arrogant that we don't get the help that we need. And so pooling your resources, renting out your place, moving to a place that may be smaller, or getting a room in a home with a family member may be the way to go. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I want you to join me. There are 2 things that I'm working on right now. One is Cash Court. If you've got an issue, if somebody owes you money, if somebody said they were going to do it and they didn't do it and you got stuck with the bill, or they're driving the car and they're not paying the note, I want you to email cashcourt@lynnmillionaire.com. That's cashcourt@lynnmillionaire.com. Tell me your case. I might just pay your bills. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to join me, because we've got some work to do. In addition to, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my first entrepreneur shower that we are going to present to a wonderful lady who was on the show. And an entrepreneur shower is basically similar to a baby shower or a bridal shower. Instead of giving you everything you need for that new baby or everything you need for that new marriage or wedding, we give you everything that you need, or at least many of the things that you need for your business. So I want you to join me by going to LynnRichardson.com or LynnMillionaire.com, connecting with me, because we're always looking for new entrepreneurs to shower our love and our financial resources upon. And then lastly, we got to talk about the janky businesses. Yes, we are having a janky business segment, and we're going to help all the people with janky businesses no longer run janky business. They're no longer going to run their janky businesses jankily and janked them. So we're going to have a little fun with that. But the truth is, we want to clean up our acts. We want to get ourselves together, and we want to go out and we want to be the best that we can be. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. Tell everybody, go to the website at lynnmillionaire.com. There are so many resources. Reach out to me. Follow me on social media at Lynn Millionaire and at Lynn Richardson. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.